As we come to the end of the church year, which is in 4 weeks, the feast of Christ the King, Christ King of the universe, the church is giving us a reminder that our true home is not here on earth, but rather in heaven. And that during this time, as the year draws to a close, this yearly season, we must be prepared for heaven and constantly have that be our intention, to be made for heaven. So in order to take this reminder seriously, we are continuing our preaching series, to be wholehearted, remembering that living a holy life means living wholly for God. During this series, we'll examine God's two great commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. To live out these commands of Christ, we must learn how to lovingly embrace our relationship with God, our human relationships, and how to lovingly care for ourselves as well. That is what being wholehearted is all about. I can just picture it now. Jesus finishes his speech, the speech we have just heard in the gospel, about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, and concludes with the command to be humble. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And a hand goes up in the back of his disciples. And Jesus says, "Yes, Jimmy, you there. What is your question?" And Jimmy responds, "Okay, Jesus, with all of this talk of humility, I don't really want to be a doormat. I don't want to think less of myself in order to be humble." And I can just see Jesus kind of shaking his head like, "I'm not sure you get it." Well, Jesus would explain, I think, something a little bit along the lines of this. To be humble is first and foremost to recognize that God is God and I am not. Humility is, instead of being a doormat or falsely humbling oneself, it is to recognize that God is the Lord and Master of all creation. Humility is the virtue of being realistic before God and before others. Yes, it is realistic to know and value that we are each beloved sons and daughters of God. That is what we are. We have a great dignity because of He who died for us. We look at the cross and we see our dignity, that no matter what we do, God will and does love us. In fact, it would be false humility to think that God does not love us or that we are not worth His time or grace, just like it would be false humility for Mozart to say that he was not good at music. The cross is the living witness of the love of God, and it is in humility that we accept that dignity. Yet humility, real humility, also recognizes that we are each flawed, sinful, make mistakes in some way. It is real humility to recognize that each of us have different gifts, different strengths, and different weaknesses. But Jimmy might also raise his hand in the crowd of Jesus' disciples and say, "Okay, Lord, I get the whole humility thing, I think. But you say here to not call no man father. Does that mean that I do not call my own father anymore? Don't say dad anymore? Don't call my professor at university Dr. So-and-so?" Again, I think Jesus would be like, "Okay, let me explain it once more." If we look here at what Jesus is talking about, he's speaking of the Pharisees who are hypocrites, who take on this great role that he saw as the chair of Moses. The chair of Moses is basically one who speaks for God. So says, yes, listen to what they say, but do not follow their commands. He highlights humility and service in this analysis. Notice how the three examples he uses, rabbi, master, and father, are all examples of authority. And Jesus uses them to show that although they really are authority figures, and we should listen to them and respect them, they are not God. Humility, properly understood, is our relationship to God. So we must remember that a father remains a father, a teacher remains a teacher, but no earthly authority is God. That is true. That is realistic. And we must be humble if we are fathers, mothers, parents, teachers, politicians, coaches, women and men of authority. There is but one God, and we are not it. We are beloved sons and daughters of that God, but we must recognize that the God of our faith is the one who rules this universe. Humility is tough to live out, both with God and others, and sometimes it is especially difficult when we have a false understanding of what humility actually is. I think one of the keys that stood out to me this week was vulnerability. Humility kind of requires a certain amount of vulnerability from each of us. Vulnerability asks that we maintain our value before God, but also that we can acknowledge the fact that we are flawed and sinful sometimes. And that's okay. Last week, Father Jim and I proposed the challenge to, before the year is ended, to go to confession. And what is confession? It is a time when we get our sins forgiven, we receive healing. But isn't it going to the Lord in that very intimate relationship and being vulnerable with Him? We are humble in confession precisely because we become vulnerable with God. And what a special gift that is. And the Lord blesses that vulnerability. Humility and vulnerability must also be with our human relationships as well. A couple days ago, Father Jim told me a story where he was having a bad day, and he was called to the hospital to give someone the anointing of the sick. And it's kind of, on a rough day, it can be difficult to make the trek over. But he goes, and there's a woman he did not know and her husband, and the woman was Catholic, the husband was not. And they were both very gracious. She was very out of it. So he prays with them and talks with them a little bit. And as he's leaving, kind of still under the weight of the day, the man who is a Protestant said, "Father, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. And my wife, really appreciates you coming here. But could I pray over you? Could I pray with you?" And Father Jim was kind of a little taken aback. He said, "Sure." I said, that little moment, Father Jim had to be vulnerable with this man. Like, Father Jim is, as priests, we are usually the ones going in to pray with people. We're almost never do people say, "I want to pray over you." And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Father Jim said he walked away having his spirit raised. And it is in that vulnerability of receiving prayer. When Father Jim told me that story, I could not help but thinking of Pope Francis on his day of election to the papacy, when he stood out on the balcony of St. Peter's, and normally it is the custom that a pope will bless the people of St. Peter's Square or out in front of him. But before he did that, he asked everyone in the square to pray for him, to reach out a hand and bless him. And he bowed down and received that blessing. We are all in need of prayer. And that sense of vulnerability and humility can be the conduit where God pours grace into our hearts, pours it out. Along with going to the sacrament of confession and receiving those moments of prayer, a concrete way of practicing humility and learning what it is to be vulnerable with others is a prayer called the Daily Examen. Prayer, the Daily Examen, was created by St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. And it's a very simple prayer that I want to offer you all this weekend. What happens is you basically, end of the day, you take some time for the Lord, 5-10 minutes, very, very easy, very simple, and you ask yourself two basic questions. Where did I see the blessings of God today? where was God in my day? And once you've reflected on that, gone through your day reflecting on that, you ask the second question. Lord, where did I miss you? Where did I trip and fall? Where did I sin? And I ask for your forgiveness. The emphasis is always on the blessings. Always on the blessings. St. Ignatius did never want us to focus on the negative. The Lord pours out gifts before us. And one of the ways that we rejuvenate our spiritual life is to focus on the gifts. But we also need to be humble and vulnerable and say, I might have failed today at different points. And Lord, knowing that you will forgive me and you will have mercy, I lift these up to you. And so in our bulletin today, right below Father Jim's pastor's corner, we have actually a little clip out for you of that prayer, that daily examine, where you can go through and at the end of your day, reflect on what the Lord has done and ask for his forgiveness for the times in which we have not lived up to the graces he pours out in front of us. We need to take time to review the day with God, not judgmentally, but focusing on his gifts. Humility takes a lifetime to work on, but we can and should start now. Humility is the virtue of Jesus Christ, who, though he was and is God, chose to become man and become a servant for all humanity, and not only that, but die for our sins. Through confession, through the daily examine, through the vulnerability we have with God and others, we ask God the Father to teach us to live as Christ did, in humility, in the power of the Spirit, to serve and bring all people to the love of Jesus Christ.